Rick Zolman from the Downtown Improvement District is joining us this morning. Hello there, Rick. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
I was reading some of the comments about Night of Lights, which is something the Downtown Improvement District has put together. And people, there's a lot of misinformation, let's just put it that way, out there in the community. Because our phones were all blown up yesterday, like it was the biggest news story of the year.
It was!
To tell everybody that Night of Lights has been canceled. And I think a lot of people think, when they got that there will be no lights like the Santa Claus on the side of the PNC Bank building. There will be nothing downtown. Can you clear that part up?
That is my goal of this whole call this morning, is to clear that up specifically. So the lights will be lit for everyone to enjoy at some point, which we're not announcing, through New Year's Day. The big thing that we want to get out is there will be no live lightings on November 25th. The lights will be lit well in advance of that.
Okay.
There will be a TV special that evening that talks about the history and the kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff that we created with our media partners, and just wanted to get the message out and move away from a night of lights and into a season of lights, where you can come down with your family, be socially distanced, wear a mask, and help keep our community safe.
Now, talk to us a little bit about what we can expect to see on the TV show.
Well, we're going to go into, the history of each or most of the lightings and when they kind of joined the Night of Lights, those sorts of things. But, you know, this Wolf and Dessauer lightings, Santa and his reindeer and the Christmas wreath, go back to 1937 and 1940. And so they have an interesting history where they were up. They were dark during the World War II. They came back and were back on the building to about 1958, when Wolf and Dessauer moved their department store to a different building. And so those are the kind of things that you can discover and learn more information about on the TV special.
Now, I'm sure it was a very difficult decision to make, but just to be clear, because I saw a lot of this in some of the feeds last night, some of the threads that people were, putting out there, just to be clear, we will have our Christmas decorations up throughout downtown Fort Wayne. I mean, you can drive around with your family or walk around and see them this season. It's just that one night.
Yeah, the 10, 9, 8, 7, that part is going to be going away, right?
Yeah.
Correct. No countdown. And they will be available for everybody to see. I think, this is such a tradition-rich and community-supported event. And we understand that it's disappointing not to be able to do the countdown live. We also understand that we're in a pandemic, and it's very important for our organization to do our part and ask the public to do their part to help maintain our community and keep us as safe as possible.
Is the Festival of Trees out at the embassy, is that part of your thing, or is that their own fundraiser that they do?
That kind of falls under the umbrella of Holiday Fest.
Yeah.
And so we will have a holiday guide, which we normally publish, that will be out in the November 15th edition of the Journal Gazette, that kind of gives you the details of, hey, these are the things that are still happening throughout downtown that are holiday related.
You want to tell anybody you run into that gives you a hard time, too, Rick, that the St. Francis Christmas tree is already lit, so if they want to drive around downtown.
a little nice diversion there.
They
go enjoy that.
It is. It really is. We thought it was a test the first day, but it's. You know that? Did you know that it was lit?
I did not. No,
it is.
It's, you can get your Halloween trick-or-treating and enjoy the tree at the same time.
I know. I took a picture of myself in my Halloween sweatshirt in front of the Christmas tree out there.
Well, we know that it's all about photo ops and social media right now. So, as when those opportunities arise, you need to take advantage of them.
All right. Very good, Rick. Thank you. And listen, we want to clear things up so people won't, when they comment, they'll be intelligent comments. This thing is not going away. It just won't be the 10987 crowd gathering when it's lit up. And you'll know when it's lit up because it'll be all over social media,
too,
right?
Yeah, we'll make sure that there's awareness for folks to to know that. So, yep, they will be up and lit, and you can come down and enjoy them through January 1st.
Listen, COVID is not going to keep that Santa Claus from that's Fort Wayne's tried and true. That's our treasure. So nothing's going to keep that Santa Claus from being lit.
Yeah. I did reach out to Santa and ask him if he could help me socially distance 20 to 25,000 people, and that's not, evidently I've been not able to do that.
Well, you must have been a bad boy then. All right, Rick Zollman from the Downtown Improvement District. Rick, always a pleasure. Keep us posted. Whatever you need, you let us know, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having us on and helping us clear things up.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, it's